Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Genton, and I will be your host today. This is a monthly, first Friday of the month meditation that has been going on for 8 years now. And we have different people lead the meditations every month, but it's a very dedicated group of people that gather and hold the focus for pristine, clean waters on the planet again. And I am excited today to have Joe Baby here. Yahoo! Joe Baby is an old friend of mine. First met him at the Cetacean Summit. And he was inspired by the work of Dr. Emoto. And so, quite a ways back. He's been leading water ceremonies and for several decades. And now for, how long has it been that you've been in Bimini leading dolphin trips?
Well, it was the first year was when my son was three. He's 29, so
wow.
26 years.
Wow, that's great. So
funny, I'm wagging my tail, as you say. As you say, how many years has it been? Yeah, it's been very, very sweet.
Yeah, the baby's also known as
to
the
a part
dolphin.
Of me.
Pardon? I was just going
to
say
to
you're
a part
also
of me,
known
it's
as
hard
the,
to believe.
It's to part of you. It's hard to believe. Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you're saying. So, Joe Baby's also known as the Dolphin Whisperer. And his website is dolphinwhisperer.org. But, yeah, he leads groups to meet with wild dolphins and whales in Hawaii and the Bahamas primarily. And he's got a YouTube channel that is really great. Can you get to that from your website, Joe?
You know, that's a great question. I'm going to have to double check, but I'll make that a more predominant link.
Yeah, because you have so many beautiful dolphin videos and whale videos. So, yeah, if you want to see that, go to Joe Baby's website, dolphinwhisperer.org, and if it's not on there, then shoot him an email and say, how do I get to your YouTube channel? So, well, I'm just going to turn it over to you, Joe Baby, and if there's anything else you'd like to tell us about yourself, otherwise you can just start with the meditation.
Great. Thank you, Mary. I'm honored and excited to be with all of you today. People were joining in, and I recognize and say hello to my fellow Cetacean Summiteers. But I can hear and I recognize, you know, we each have a commitment. We have a passionate commitment, a love affair with the sea. And I'm fortunate that I get to be in the sea a lot. And I know that the more I give my loving attention to the sea, the more it opens me to be able to see the more of her magnificence. I was going to say the totality of her magnificence, but I know that's way beyond all of our reaches. And yet, the more of us that are aware and look and pay attention to and connect with her magnificence, the more she sees herself. Like, we're the fingers and the eyes and the senses. We are like ambassadors for the ocean. We're Ziploc bags of water on land that love our mother. And so far still in the human journey, we spend an average of, 7 to 9 months in our mother's belly in an amniotic sea. So we're deeply connected. And I'm excited. I always love in any moment when I remember, not only do I love the sea if I'm thinking about it, swimming in it, looking at pictures of it, but when I remember that my conscious awareness joins me and I say, oh, wow, this is not like I'm just an observer. No, I'm in relationship. I'm in rapport, deep rapport, resonance. I am part of the sea. She is in me. Every time that happens, I feel energy increase. It's like looking in the mirror, you know, when animals, they see something, they see a reflection, and then some animals, they look and look, and all of a sudden, they have the shift. They're looking at themselves. And I think it's powerful for us to, in our love of the sea, I know for me it's very powerful, it's moving to feel a two-way communication. And so as I get ready to do the meditation, I invite you to give full permission. You know, we got an intuitive half of a brain and we got a logical half of the brain. And the logical half says we're separate and the ocean is definitely different than us. And yet our intuitive self knows that we're all one. We're all one source. So I invite you to use the logical brain to give permission. I give permission to experiencing the ocean even more deeply. I give myself permission to the possibility of a very sweet, a very powerful, a very nurturing connection. Now, I'm at the water's edge here in Bimini, where I know some of you have been. And I wanted to do this from the water's edge so you can hear the waves. The water's beautiful, Bimini blue. There is a seagull watching. There's a nurse shark cruising the shallows. There's fish playing in the surf, little minnows in the rocks. And as I speak, please feel free to follow along or do your own meditation or, you know, just like full permission to do whatever you're inspired to do. Let's take some deep breaths together. And imagine yourself breathing in beautiful, relaxing, salty air. Imagine that right where you are, you're breathing in ocean air, that beautiful mix of oxygen and hydrogen and magic from the sea. And feel the cells in our bodies tingle with recognition. Ah, the ocean. And if you want, imagine you're in a beach chair or you're sitting on the water's edge. And you can even scoot in and put your feet in the water. Or you can even imagine yourself in a very calm sea floating. And as we're imagining, as we're letting inspiration present us with these beautiful images, imagine the sea feeling you. It's just like we hear a beep when somebody joins this call. We go, oh, somebody else just joined. Imagine the ocean right now is feeling us as individuals, tuning into her. And even more powerfully, amplified by our resonance, our awareness of each other on this call, it's a party call. All these years, this call has been happening every month. And some of us bless the ocean every day. Whether it's your first time or you've been on infinite calls, we're joining. When we tune into the sea, we're joining a host of characters, humans and Gaia, our planet, and all kinds of aquatic beings, dolphins and whales. We all have love for the sea. And as you breathe in this beautiful ocean air, imagine your cells, your body, your DNA, taking it in even more deeply. And we get to follow the sensation with our attention, with our awareness, and feel the union, the reunion of the sea outside of us and the sea inside of us. It's like every drop of water makes it back to the sea sooner or later. And we, with our awareness, at any moment, now on this call, any meditation, driving the car, we can just think about dropping into the sea, and we can invite the sea into our lives. And as we go through evolutionary planetary change, as the energy speeds up, and we have a lot of brothers and sisters who are afraid. And if you've ever been with somebody scared in the water, you know how quick people can panic. So let's just imagine that we're there to our brothers and sisters who don't trust the sea, maybe not even know of the sea, that we're extending her grace, her love, that they can remember, that they can drop into the ocean of love that's inside all of us, that deep, deep remembering. And as we breathe in more of this salty energy, this ocean love, we future pace it for the next time we're stressed, because the ocean, in her beauty, in her vastness, she's unconditionally loving. And we carry that frequency in us. It's like ET phone home. We can tune into the ocean inside of us. We can rejoin the connection, the oneness with the sea. And we see the ocean has its challenges. The ocean has pollution from us. It has, you know, the ocean's heating up. There's all these things that can be scary to us. So at any point we find ourselves in fear, let's return to the ocean in her full beauty and magnificence. Just as when someone is sick and feeling unwell, and we see them in their wholeness, which is what we do as healers. When we see somebody that's upset or injured or in pain, and we remember the totality of who they really are, and we can see them in their wholeness, they have the opportunity to receive that. we quicken that for them. It's like playing a certain note, a certain frequency. We resonate oneness. And so the more we see the ocean as the beautiful, awakened, illuminate, loving being that the ocean is, because that's what she is and always will be, the more we see past the pollution. The more we see her beauty, the more alive she becomes in our eyes and then in the world. Just as we're eternal spiritual beings in an experience of being human, we're still that eternal being. So whatever is happening to the ocean and to Gaia is temporary. And we see her for the vastness and the magnificence that she is. And that vastness and that magnificence lives in us anytime we wish to tune into her. Breathing in love, breathing out love. Breathing in magnificence, breathing out magnificence. And we're points of light on land. We're ocean ambassadors. And we're all over North America. We're all over different parts of the world. And we're aligned and loving the ocean, seeing her in her beauty, feeling her, and feeling her response. You're having your own, you're deepening your own connection with the ocean right now. How much can we in our humanness allow? How much can we relax? How much can we open and receive the fullness of her beauty and her grace and her vitality? And as we breathe that in us, we breathe that in her. We are all energized. We're all quickened. We're all vitalized from the beauty and the oneness of the sea. And if there's any area of your life, any area in your body that you've had fear or stress or feel contraction about, imagine right now that all of us on this call, we're breathing our collective love into those places of contraction. That together we're just inviting, bringing in a healing presence. And so our cells and our atoms and our DNA and our muscles and bones and vessels and tissues can remember the fullness of who and what we are. We can be washed and float and be held in this loving embrace. And imagine your whole body filling up. The 70%+ of water that we are becoming more charged with wakefulness, with awareness, with love, and joy and vitality. It's like we're waves that when we came onto shore, we just kept going. And there's 7.5 billion waves running around topside on land. And as you feel this connection, as you feel this love in your body, imagine it expanding into your aura, out into your merkaba, out into your energy field. However you imagine it is perfect. And we can imagine our bubbles growing, growing, filling the buildings we're in, enveloping the towns, and just reaching out, growing, growing, because we're all one drop, and merging with all the other drops, and just seeing the whole globe surrounded by love, and our brothers and sisters who are stressed, see them held. Sometimes we can get stressed from their stress. And when we remember that they're loved, they're blessed, they're eternal, and we relax, we offer them, we make it that much more available for them to feel the love from the inside. As I'm sitting here in the water's edge, it's a rocky shore because the tide is low, and the waves are literally dancing. And imagine that we all started dancing. The water in us started to move and shake. And imagine all of us, maybe even you take a toe and you start to tap your toe to the rhythm of the sea, your rhythm, the rhythm you and the sea have, because she is uniquely expressed in you. You feel your other foot start to tap. And you can feel the water moving in you. And maybe you start to wiggle your fingers. I am a wave. I am a wave of ocean love moving through time and space. And if you can rock, lean forward and back and rock, imagine the wave is moving you. And so many waves. There's swells, there's little waves, there's big waves, there's second chop. So maybe the fingers and toes and the body are all moving. One water, many different waves. And picture all of us on this call and anybody that's listening to the call, even after the fact. In this moment, you're here with us. And that we are activating the water, the oceans inside of us. When homeopathic tinctures are made, once they're blended, they do what's called succuss, and they basically shake the water. And anytime water is stagnant, you give it a shake. And that's what rivers and streams do. They shake the waters. So imagine you're shaking your water. You're shaking it up. And as we get ready to open our eyes with fingers and toes wiggling, we give thanks to our mother, the ocean, and to Gaia. And we just appreciate how blessed we are to be aware of the ocean of love inside of us. And knowing that we can drop in. We can dive in. We can float in. We can stick our toes in anytime we want until the ocean fills us fully and completely. And now as you open your eyes when you're ready, imagine our cetacean cousins, dolphins and whales. Imagine they feel us too, of course, on some level. And imagine some of them are leaping right now, seeing us excited and alive. And as anybody who's spent time with dolphins can tell you, when you're out there on a boat and you see them and you start jumping around, they get so excited because they see that in you as well. Just as they love to celebrate, so do we. Yeah, we give our love to the dolphins and whales. We thank them for their such a beautiful focus of joy that they have. They've chosen a path of living in the sea their whole lives, even if it's in a tank. Dolphins and whales forever. And as Mary mentioned about the trees, imagine the trees blowing in the same breeze. So I'm here at the water's edge in Bimini in the Bahamas, and I'm sitting underneath the pine trees, the Australian pines, and they're part of the breeze. And may you, as the beautiful bag of water that you are, may you feel and share the appreciation and our collective love for the sea. Okay, now open your eyes if you haven't already. And I want to ground you, take whatever journey were on with you and your beautiful connection with the sea. And just look around. And look at your feet. Wiggle your toes. And bring yourself fully into the present moment. While still aware of all of us on this call. And take a couple of deep breaths. Wow. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe, baby. You took me right to Bimini, right to the shore.
Nice.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful reminders about us having our own internal connection to the sea.
And you know, Mary,
tune into it. Yeah.
Yeah. I realize some of us are fortunate, very blessed that we can, you know, be in the ocean and be in the water with dolphins. And, you know, we got brothers and sisters who will maybe never make it to the sea.
Yeah.
But we all have access to water. And it's the same ocean, you know, fresh water, salt water, bathtub, bottled water.
All connected.
Yeah.
Moisture in the air, snow. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, some of us are very lucky to get to spend time in the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
so healing.
Thank you, Joe, baby. That was beautiful.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Does anybody have a comment or a share or a question for Joe, baby? If you do, you can just star 6 to unmute yourself and let us know your name.
I came out of meditation and I was surrounded by something. I'm across from my face and my face starts dancing and starts dancing all over the area.
Can you hear her, Joe, baby?
I can't. Hi, okay, I can hear you a little bit, but you're coming out really garbled.
Yeah. Nope, it just keeps breaking up, I'm afraid.
We can't hear you, but we can feel you.
Going out and coming back, yeah. Still, sounds like she was in the bottom of the ocean.
That's so true, oh my God. Maybe it was one of those mermaid call-ins.
It was a mermaid. Okay, is there somebody else? I know it's hard sometimes to get back into your body.
I just wanted to say thank you. It was beautiful, and I appreciated it. And I've been out there with Marion Bimini and got to do orcas in the Northwest, and it is magnificent. And thank you so much. It was just lovely.
Well, thank you. It's how cool you've been to different places with the sea, and how was it? Was there anything image in particular in your imagining that you want to share with us that was like took
it
you
was,
to some special place?
It was just, you know, I put myself in a chair in the ocean out in Bimini. I love the Caribbean. The water is fabulous there because it's pretty calm most of the time. So I just could become one with everything there and brought my consciousness to be part of the water and just to be with it and feel that and, you know, the love, that whole love thing was really gorgeous. And so I appreciate that. It's just really, really wonderful. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for sharing.
Sure.
Hi, Joe. It's Stuart in the UK. Just wanted to say a big thank you for that. And for me, that whole essence of water walking when we hit the land and just carried on as a wave, that beautiful bag of water, that was so powerful for me.
Wow. Beautiful. Thank you. You know, I feel like we're, for some reason, you know, we were raised in a way we don't think our love makes a difference, but when we tune in, wow, I think our love makes all the difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for being a wave with us.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I'd love to hear other people's experience.
Hey, Joe Baby, this is Muriel, and I just wanted to say that your love is so palpable, and I experience it. And you talked a lot about how all of us here on these calls feel this same energy of massive love. But somehow you, as the carrier of that today, felt like it really linked us, and I felt like I couldn't tell if I was you or you or me or anybody on the call was who they were. It was a very strong sense of union and connectedness, and I connected with your vibration and what you were doing and offering, and I thank you so, so much.
Wow. Oh, Muriel, that's beautiful. Thank you. I think of you out there in the with your bottlenose and how you
yeah.
And just how we're each the difference our love makes. Thank you.
Yes, it does. And thank you for reminding us, because I think it's dangerous that we could start taking it for granted and then losing our awareness of there is a big impact, because it becomes like breathing. Feeling this love is just like breathing, which we're doing all the time. And so we can't really tell that it's making that much difference. So to be reminded in the way you did, I'm so appreciative. I am definitely going to have people listen to it that I think don't understand the impact that their love is making.
Mm.
Beautiful.
Wow. Thank you.
And just so everyone knows, Muriel is leading the meditation next month. You remember that, Muriel?
As fate would have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so I do remember. I absolutely do.
That's great.
Nice. Well, you know, Muriel, the piece to add, you know, to highlight the continuity and the connection came to me as I was listening and Mary was greeting everybody, and just, you know, all these beautiful light workers, you know, we're all doing it in our way, and you know, this way is a powerful way. And there are people who regularly on these calls, like for me, just like what you were saying, I got to see and feel the power that, you know, this group is maintaining and building. It's beautiful.
Well, let me ask you, did you do this just let it flow through you? It was not pre-planned?
The only thing planned was the time and the place.
Okay, so that's what made it so vivid. Because you were bringing it out of the moment, and boy, I so felt that.
Mm. I had a real big aha. I was working with a group of Native elders up in Michigan, and we were going into schools and working with different school groups, and they brought this really big drum and let all the students beat on the drum. And I said, what's the intention? And they said, like, what's our intention? You know, what are we here to accomplish? And they said, well, there's what we think we want to bring. And there's what the teachers want and what the kids want. And then there's what's being asked to happen.
Mm.
And as soon as I heard that, it was like, okay, that's my intention. You know, to be present enough that the collective is, because it's there if, it, you know, when I quiet. When
yes.
I get quiet, when the me.
Yes. Well, you taught me something really important in doing it the way you did it today. I'm different for knowing that.
Mm, thank you. Mm. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Mm. I feel like when we recognize...
Hi, this is Linda. I just wanted to say ditto to what Muriel was saying. There was such an energetic of a resonance of love, and taking in the people who are afraid and in fear, that felt like a huge contribution, bringing them into that resonance of the water and who they really are. And I see so many people out there in fear that, you know, we all need to bring this resonance of love so that they feel it. And we felt it on this call. Thank you.
Mm. Wow. Thank you, Linda, for sharing. It's beautiful to hear you speak. Where are you calling from?
Carlisle, Pennsylvania. I am British, however.
I I feel like your love covers Carlisle and the UK.
Okay, I'll take that.
Right.
Thanks.
Yes.
Is there anybody else who has something they'd like to say?
Yeah. This is Lou Ann Brooke. I'm in Sedona, Arizona, and thank you, Joe Baby, for this. It was so beautiful, and I appreciate the message about we are bags of water. I love that. And we're just waves of love. I just get that totally in my body. And before you even said parts of our body, I was already there, you know. So thank you so much. It was beautiful. And thank you, thank you. And about the fear, you know, about people being afraid of the ocean, my husband's that way. And when we swam with dolphins, he was so afraid. But then this baby dolphin and its mom was under him the whole time to protect him and support him. So it's so beautiful to remember that the ocean is loving. It's all one big piece of love, you know. That's helped to move through. I used to be afraid of water, too, way back my first 30 years of life. So I get it. And focus on the love. Yes. Thank you.
You know, Luann, thank you. Thank you for sharing. And that's a beautiful story with your husband. I used to be afraid of the sea. And when I first started swimming with dolphins was in Hawaii. I had to swim from shore, you know. And I mean, I was an okay, I was an okay swimmer, but it was just plain scary. And
I know, I did that
over
too.
Time, it just
in Hawaii, on the big
the
island.
Passion, Yep. Kealakekua is the big bay.
Yes. But you were that way too, so you understand.
Totally. And I've helped a lot of people become relaxed and comfortable in the sea. And, of course, here in the Bahamas is a very ideal spot for that. And what I found is, I would get, and some people who are panicky, and I'd take them into water waist deep, and then get them to trust to use the mask and snorkel. And then as we go deeper, I'd just say, just notice the bottom. I'd take them to some place where there's little fish. And, you know, their breathing is shallow and erratic and, you know, a little panicky. And I'd say, okay, focus on your breathing and just say, I'm safe. And that would work. But as soon as they would notice the beauty, something like I said, look at the little fish. And then all of a sudden, all the flailing would stop. They'd get real calm and their breathing would be, you know, nice and relaxed. And my former mother-in-law, she was in her 70s and she'd never snorkeled. And it took her snorkeling and got her, and she loved the sea. She lived in Florida. And I remember the first time she put on a snorkel and she floated and she put her face down and she floated. And she didn't raise her head for half an hour.
Wow.
And then when she lifted her head up out of the water, because, you know, again, so we're in waist-deep water, so there's no panic. There's no, you know, people can stand up. And she raised her head. She was aglow and she said, I never knew. I had no idea how beautiful it is.
It is. Totally. <Yeah. sighs> I'm there in this moment.
Yay.
Thank you again, Joe Baby.
Yes, my pleasure.
Hi, Joe Baby. This is Mark in Phoenix.
Hi, Mark.
Two things. I see that you used to be an Outward Bound instructor.
Yes.
The single greatest experience of my life was a semester Outward Bound trip that I did in 1990. And it still, to this day, I'm still, you know, that much closer to nature just because of something I did when I was 19. And love to talk with you about your time in Outward Bound someday. Second thing, you said you made a comment early on in the meditation about the ocean feeling us instead of us feeling the ocean. That was a profound reframe, a mental reframe for me about just not only the ocean, but the environment that I'm in physically or in meditation, or but looking at you know, life. That was amazing, actually, to just think about a different kind of mindfulness, how we or I am being affected by the environment, the energy around me. I'm just going to be going forward from now on thinking about not my self-centered effect, you know, what I'm feeling and sensing of what's around me, but what's around me sensing of me. I'm going to be unpacking that for a long time. Thank you so much for that.
Wow, Mark, that's beautiful. Thank you. That's... you know, the first Cetacean Summit we did in Exerciser, I got everybody an apple, and we all, there was like 100-plus people, we all took a bite of the apple at the same time and tuned into the tree. Can the tree feel us? Because any mother that cooks, you love, or, I mean, we're all mothers, we're all fathers, we're all sons and daughters, and when you make something and you watch somebody eat it, it there's a joy, there's a satisfaction. And, you know, we've been a bit myopic in seeing our experience only from inside out. And when we open to the fact that it is two-way,
right?
Yeah, it's a big shift.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It was, wow, huge reframe.
Yeah. 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 Beautiful. Well, I wish you a lifetime of unpacking that one.
Yeah. Yes, it's going to be.
Cool. Thank you, Mark.
Well, is there anybody else before we wrap up this call? Okay. Joe Baby, thank you again. It was beautiful to have you here, and I hope we can get you to come back again some other time.
For sure.
And help us out. Take us back
to
Mary.
The sea. Yes, my pleasure.
Okay. And please say hi to the dolphins for all of us.
Absolutely. I'll be out there today. I just got back to Bimini, and I've had absolutely incredible encounters. They've been so friendly.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, well, I'll bring you all out there with me.
Fabulous. Well, I'm trying to unmute people. It's not working very well. So I just want to say thank you, everyone. If you can star 6 to unmute yourself, say our chaotic goodbye.
Thank you, Joe Baby and Mary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Everybody.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a beautiful day.